Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
It's time for another live studio session here at KNKX. I'm Robin Lloyd. We have some indescribable world jazz. And when Omar Sosa is in the room, you feel the spirits. You really, truly do. So I'm delighted to have this trio in. Please give a big, warm welcome to Omar Sosa's Transparent Water Trio.
Thank you.
Omar Sosa's Transparent Water Trio with Tama Tama. Does that translate to anything in English?
Well, yes, it was a good here.
Tama Tama came from a language I spoke, Mandinka language, which means travel. It's a traveling song.
Okay. All right. Omar, I see you as this world traveler. Just, you go everywhere, you meet everybody, you're looking for connections and different ways to mix your Afro-Cuban roots with whatever else shows up. Is that?
Well, yeah, it's important to have a collaboration. And in this time, I have the great gift and honor to collaborate with Sekou Keita and Gustavo Valles. We have this record now on the market called Transparent Water. It's based in one of the fundamental elements of this planet, water. And with through this record, we try to pay tribute to Mother Nature and try to conscience people how important is the water, because we face a big problem with the water in this planet, in Africa, in Senegal, in Venezuela, in Cuba. Actually, here in the United States, in California, we have a big problem with the water. And I think we don't think how important is the water until we don't have the water.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So... Yeah, with this project, we try to say to the world, hey, attention.
Yes. Okay. All right. And you say there's another recording in the works for this trio, yes?
Well, yeah, it was a coup. It's a coup. Say
it. You mean another tune? Another recording coming up?
Yeah, well, you know, wow. It's the planning that we have for 2020.
Well... Since we met 2012, and this album was really 2007, and we've been touring nonstop. It's been 2 years really touring this album. I think the audience are asking for a new one. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about a plan of 2020. Fingers crossed, that's the plan.
Yeah.
But we
good.
Can't say the months and the dates.
No,
yet.
Of course not. Of course.
Yeah, actually, at that point of our life, we need to make plans because, you know, yes, Sekou have his own ensemble, his own project with 44 String. It's a solo project with Cora, and actually a beautiful project with Catherine Finch with Arp and Cora.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they are both together. Beautiful project too. Gustavo have his own project with his Venezuelan group, and we need to make a plan for us to be together on the studio and actually after on the road.
Right. I should mention for our listeners that Omar Sosa is at the piano and vocals, and Sekou Keita on the marvelous, beautiful Cora and vocals. Gustavo Ovalles on percussion. He's from Venezuela, speaks French primarily, and I don't. So we're not going to talk to Gustavo very much. I think he's okay with that.
But he can say thank you. No?
Thank you.
There you go.
There we go.
Or Spanish.
Okay. We heard Tama Tama. Let's hear another song, please.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Transparent Water Trio live KNKX studio session. That was a tune called Dari. I understand that, Sekou, that's something special to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dari is named this track after my son, my last boy. Uh-huh. And this is a long story cut short, because originally the song was named to my, which will go The Invisible Man from my solo album, which I dedicate to my father, who I last saw when I was 3 months old.
Oh, my.
Never again. So... meeting Omar is a lot of story that came out. And after a few years, I think 2012 we met, 2015 before the album came out, I got a son and I named it after my dad. So that's the happy side of it, oh, Dari.
That's beautiful. Yeah. All right, I want to talk a little bit about your kora. I've seen smaller versions of what you're playing. And I understand that not only do you have extra strings, you've got like 44 strings to work with on this one.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, a normal kora, right? You know, Johnny's expert in the kora as well behind there. The kora is a single neck known kora, which is the origin of it is 22 strings.
Right.
Was where kora first found, was found with 22 strings. But in the story go back in a certain century or beyond, when the first ever kora player, who's called Jalimadi Wuleng, Jalimadi is a name, Wuleng means red, Jalimadi the red griot, whoever played the kora in the spirit, after from the spirit, when he passed away, his fellow musician, kora players, griots, take one string out to commemorate his passing. So since then, that's why I hear kora with 21 strings.
Oh, my.
But I have my grandfather always saying that if every single person of kora player passed away, and there'll be no strings left by now.
That's right.
So, he keep the 22 strings in the family, so I always play 22 strings. And of course, I went a bit greedy to have two necks. So, 44, for many reasons, playing with these amazing musicians, you know, piano is fully chromatic and kora is not. So, I have to have two necks to be able to play minor, major, in between as the first song. You can hear the quarter tone, like Arabic scale and sort of that. So, I went greedy on it. But I'm loving it.
That's wonderful. And some wonderful maraca shakers from Gustavo on that one as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got your answer, you got your answer before the question. Thank you.
Some answer arrives. You know?
Your album is wonderful. I'm looking forward to the next one. And whatever project you decide to do, I know it's going to be great. So it's always great to see you as well, Omar. So
thank you. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here. And well, Transparent Water, Sekou Keita, Gustavo Valles.
Yes.
And myself, Omar
Sosa.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you.
They have one more song for us. What is? Tell us the name of this one.
Well,
we're gonna. Yeah.
But you know, I say the name, and you go. Or you
okay.
But yeah, this song is gonna be featured in our next record. It's called Alaleno.
Yeah. Alaleno is actually is not on the album yet. So as Omar said, it's gonna be the next one. Alaleno, which means God willing. So this talk a lot of stories about our meeting. And where were we going from Omar with Olga? I mean, different side of the world, court of the world. But, you know, when Omar and I speak, we talk in English. Gustavo doesn't speak English, so he's out. But Omar and Gustavo, when they speak Spanish, I'm out.
Right.
Because I have no Spanish on me. So, but when Gustavo and I, when we speak French, Omar is out. So the language that puts that together, the music, God willing, here you go, Alaleno. Thank you.
La la la.